What are you saying? What are you saying? Can you see the sheep? Can you see the sheep? Where are they?
We're out walking. I got this little backpack. It's like a little day pack for a baby stroke toddler. Now that he's toddling, mini mentally that is. Thank you. You're picking off the sheep's wool off the fence and giving it to me. Thank you. And it's got a little rein that clips onto the top of it. So you can... stand up. It's hard work, isn't it? What's on your hand? That's just dirt. Don't worry. But it means that, should we walk back? Say bye to the sheep. Is that goodbye, is it? Say bye to the sheep. Come on. And it's great. We've been walking all over the place. And I bet you will be tired. He might even sleep through the night. Last night he was up for a lot. A shockingly long time. No, you can't walk around here in sandals. It's prickly, really prickly. Okay, let's see how long before he starts screaming. He's pretty adventurous. He doesn't necessarily know, I don't think, that I've got a lead attached to his back, and he's just wandering all over the place. And as soon as we got into this field, it was amazing. Right above our heads, two Hercules. Oh, hang on a second. I've got to try and pick you up now. Come here. It's just a bit too full-on prickly round here. Here we go. Two Hercules flew right over our heads. And I wish I'd recorded that, not because of the sound of the planes flying over, but because he got so excited and all these new weird sounds and, well, baby words, I suppose, were coming out. It's kind of the last couple of weeks when he's been way more vocal and not afraid to make strange sounds. And he's just pointed at a car and said car, and he just pointed at a guy on a motorbike and said daddy, which was a little bit unnerving for a moment, but I do have a motorbike, so I can see where that comes from. And he said yes today. Yes, he did, didn't you, for the first time when I asked him if he wanted some cake, funnily enough. No doubt there whatsoever, it was a big fat yes. And he's a lad after my own heart. It was a custard tart, and I really do like custard tarts. So yeah, just wandering around a field looking at the sheep and the very seriously prickly stuff that, ow, it's going more in my flip-flops than his slightly more robust sandals. And and soon it'll be milk time and bedtime for him. I opt more for the single malt than bedtime, but really good day. Mondays is kind of spend all day with the lad days as a dad day, and I wouldn't swap it for anything. It's great. It's really good. And I think being self-employed gives me that option, that flexibility to pick Monday as a kind of a day off. And I'm learning so much. What do you say? Just stuff I never would have imagined. And yeah, very insightful. Not that I recommend to everybody having kids, because it's pretty hard work. Or just kid in this case. But yeah, pretty indescribable. Right, we've got to a pond. Apparently, there's a turtle that lives here. I want me to pick you up for a better view. Right. See if we can see the turtle.